CP3, Roman numeral 1d. The gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole inhabited earth for a testimony to all the nations before the end of this age. This preaching signified by the white horse of the first seal in Revelation 6:1-2 will be sign of the consummation of this age. Matthew 24:14. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole inhabited earth for a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come. Footnote: The gospel of the kingdom, which includes the gospel of grace, brings people not only into God's salvation, but also into the kingdom of the heavens. The gospel of grace emphasizes forgiveness of sin, God's redemption, and eternal life. Whereas the gospel of the kingdom emphasizes the heavenly ruling of God and the authority of the Lord. This gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole earth for a testimony to all the nations before the end of this age. Revelation 6:2. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he who sits on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him. And he went forth conquering and to conquer. Footnote: According to historical facts, the rider of the first horse, the white horse, must be the gospel, not Christ or Antichrist, as some interpret. Immediately after Christ's ascension, these four things, the gospel, war, famine, and death, began to run like riders on four horses, and they will continue until Christ comes back. We all have to bear fruit. Although we may admit that this is scriptural, we may not be bearing any fruit. This means that we are not on the white horse. If we are preaching the gospel, our interest is in God's kingdom. What is our interest today on this earth? We should be those who are laboring to get people saved, to build up the body of Christ for the kingdom of God.
Testimony. In 1986 to 1988, I joined a full-time training in Taiwan and heard over and over again the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom to all the people in Matthew 24:14 is a strengthening sign of the Lord's coming back. We, the local churches in Japan, must surely preach the gospel of the kingdom to all who live in Japan. I was very impressed with this vision. Since April 1992, when the three of us began our church life in Kobe, we have focused on preaching the gospel. In Japan, it is not easy to preach the gospel of the kingdom and bear the fruit. So I faced disappointing situations many times, but each time, because of the Lord's mercy, I prayed as follows: O Lord Jesus, I love you and long for your appearance. If so, I must preach the gospel of the kingdom to all who live in Kobe City. Otherwise, I will be a contradictory person. I apply Matthew 24:14, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole inhabited earth for a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come. To my life, no matter how disappointed I am, no matter how weak I am, I must still stand up and preach the gospel. If I do not, I will be the one who is delaying his appearance. Lord, have mercy on me. I don't want to be the person's whatsoever. It was through these prayers of faith that I was able to bridge the gap between my heavenly visions and reality. Also, on other occasions, I prayed as follows: Lord Jesus, I will continue to always preach the gospel of the kingdom, whether the work is going well or not. The gospel of the grace has already been preached through the land by the British. However, the gospel of the kingdom, the high gospel from the perspective of God's economy, is still rarely preached in Japan. This is the responsibility of Japan's local churches. We thank God that this vitality important work has been entrusted to us, because I love you and adore your appearance. I preach the gospel of the kingdom every week with the brothers and sisters. Amen. When I prayed this way, my inner man was always strengthened. To bridge this gap between vision and reality, I have found it important to honestly cry out to the Lord in spirit and in trustfulness. Such prayer is not only necessary for the leadership in church life, but is also extremely effective in bridging the gap between truth and reality in daily life. For example, when there are family members and relatives who are unbelievers, and you have refrained from calling, praying, and praising the name of the Lord, and you have been dragged down from the spirit to the soul. At such time, if you after prayers before the Lord to fill in the gaps, He will give us wisdom, strength, and boldness at the next opportunity.